That would be Moonies.com.
Moonies. Everybody down with the Moonies. I mean, everybody is down with
the green light's on. We should get a green light.
What is the green light?
The green guy's on.
Does that mean we're on the air?
That means we're on the air.
Okay.
So we're here with 600,000 tonight.
We're down with the Moonies.
I know nothing about this band, so I'm already just taking cheap shots at their name.
800 million? Or the $6 million men?
600,000.
600,000? The $800 million men, that's what I'm going to call them.
What's 800 million at the bottom of the sea? A good start.
Whoa! Oh, man. That is good. That is rich. So,
thank you.
So anyways,
very much.
So anyways.
Anyways.
Uh-oh. Oh, good.
No.
There comes the annoying background
music.
The
background music.
Yeah, let's just get rid of it. That's great. I like it with no background music. Okay.
Too.
So this is Off Broadway.
Off Main.
And it is on coastin6.com, superasbestos.com, and yachtsman.com. Why do we even, you know, we should just assume that everybody knows that Yachtsman, Superasbestos, and coastin6 are websites. But you never know. We might have like a listener in New Zealand who's never tuned in before.
Well, you would have had to get to one of the sites that gets the book.
I listened to a band from New Zealand today.
I need
one of the CDs you gave me to review.
Oh, which one was that?
Alpha Plan. I assume they're from New Zealand because their address said Auckland.
Was that the one that they self-released on?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
What? The copyright date on that is 1996. And we got it when?
Are you sure? Maybe that's not a new one. Maybe it like slipped in the pile somehow.
That was one that you had like
a long
when
time
that
ago.
Scene was in print.
Oh, we'll review it anyway.
Oh yeah, it's kind of a good CD.
I need
an ashtray.
I need an ashtray.
I'm almost done with the beer. If you want to,
Jared, come over here and bend over.
Oh man!
What?
Everybody laughs.
Jared hates me, but that's okay. There's the Philly fan clubs out there. Jared, Chad,
yeah, Chad, and the $800 million men. So
the 800 million man mark.
Yeah.
It'd be better if I could ask. Oh.
Anyway, what are we going to talk about for this little 15-minute?
Let's talk about that Turbango thing.
Turbango?
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, I guess coachin6.com, this radio station, got a nice little write-up on Turbango.com. It doesn't say much, but it says enough.
It's nice.
It says enough to make you think, maybe I should listen in.
Thank you.
Oh, ashen in a coffee cup. Can't
no, Jenny it. Can't talk. Paper baggity.
Is Paul Abdul, that music playing, is that on the radio station right now? Is it? Is it? Oh, man.
So how was the show last week?
It was pretty good. I think Ryan and I cut each other off a lot because we weren't using headphones.
He just didn't understand the dynamic that we had.
Oh, no, no.
The repertoire.
I mean, I was
that
cutting Ryan
had?
Off, too.
Oh.
I mean, it went both ways.
Well, yeah. Ryan probably deserved to be cut off, I'd assume.
Oh, yeah. He's pretty loaded.
He's a jackass.
Yeah, he can be a mean son of a bitch every once in a while.
Oh, you did?
No fucking idea.
So anyone just could have come in and said, I'm Ryan.
So, I mean, what? What'd you say?
What was that remark about Ryan's girlfriend? You say she was really smart?
I thought you said his girlfriend was hot.
Hot?
You know, he's engaged to that girlfriend. And you're going to get, I think Ryan likes to kick people's ass.
Really?
Yep.
I actually never saw him.
He goes down to the red carpet in St. Cloud and like beats ass every night. Like, you know, after hearing some Johnny Clueless, he likes to go beat people up. In case those of you don't know Johnny Clueless.
So, you know, since Roger's here, maybe are there any announcements that need to be made tonight? Oh, hey, Puffy Cheeks boy.
Shout out to JP.
Aren't you supposed to do that when you're like 20 or something?
The wisdom teeth?
Yeah.
The advertising money must be coming in at Coach and Six because Roger's drinking some fancy ass.
He's looking pretty
imported
good.
Imported shit.
He is, too.
He's looking really good.
Look at, he's got are those some new shoes you got there, Russ?
Well, you've kept them up very well.
Your pants are well folded and pressed, too.
Well, they are permanent press slacks, aren't they?
That'd be why.
I never use my iron either.
I don't use my washing machine. That's why I'm dressed nice today.
Because,
clothes.
Oh, you're just wearing the...
You can always tell if I'm dressed nice. It either meant I had an important meeting at work or I'm out of clothes.
That's dressed nice.
You get the full military deal, dude. You get the boots. You get the.
I had to put the helmet away.
Those are Doc Martens. Those aren't military boots.
Well, it looked like.
Well, probably.
Did you hear how I just said boots there?
Yeah, that was nice.
Boots.
Yeah.
I sounded like I was from Fargo for a second.
Nice.
I mean, when you listen to WDAY news and stuff, you can. You
yeah,
know,
oh, yeah.
Every time they say Fargo, they say Fargo.
You see, you can. The final episode of Marv is going to be. Live audience at the Ramada Inn, the big
ballroom.
Are you serious?
When is
yeah,
that?
I'd go to that. Marv's
yeah,
hilarious.
I think we should, a whole bunch of us should go to that.
Marv's hilarious.
Maybe we should get a Yachtzee 5 with him.
Should we?
Ooh.
Get him toasted first.
We got Jason.
Make sure he's had a couple of martinis or something.
Come on in.
Hey, J-Sauce is in.
Step in front of that mic.
J-Sauce makes a long-awaited return to Coachin' 6 Radio.
We've missed
What's
you.
What's up?
Throw those headphones on behind you, man.
Yeah, there's a pair of headphones back right behind you.
Man, we need a Baba Booey here. We need someone to take care of this.
Yeah. You must be making enough money now to get like a... What is he? Is it like the producer or something?
Yeah, actually, I think I'm supposed to produce this one, but I'd rather say...
What are you producing?
Well, I'm supposed to put the headphones on everyone's head. You know, kind of like a Howard Stern show.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Look at that, everyone's here. You like
it? Now I was just out in the cities, man. Doing some stuff with Rhythm Jones. Is it on right now? What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Y'all can hear me out there?
Oh, yeah.
What's up? How y'all doing?
You were in the cities this week?
Yeah.
How'd that feel?
This shit was cool, man. You know, Al from Planet Purple used to play Planet Purple.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so he's playing with another band, like part of Wild Talk with Titanic, and some other people kind of mixed together.
It's cool.
Rhythm Jones.
Yeah. Cool. Rhythm Jones, did you play
did you
a show?
Did you some live stuff?
Yeah, it was like doing live. It was at Caboose.
Nice.
Yeah, and it was like Sunday night with like 300 people there. So
wow.
Sunday night,
nice. Did you run into 3 Minute Hero at all? I guess that's their weekend.
Oh. Spot. Yeah, I saw they signed. They went out there. But, yeah. They're going to be out 21st Amendment sometime.
Oh, I think they were there last weekend, actually.
Oh,
no
okay.
one was there at all.
Man,
I was there. It was totally empty.
My day.
My new band is going to be playing at 21st Amendment.
Uh-oh.
Really?
Yep.
With who?
With the Gaza Strippers.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
When is that?
April 15th, which is Saturday. And we're called The Dirty Frenchmen, or Les Dirty Frenchmen is what we're called. And we're going to learn to speak French.
Oh, you shouldn't have said that. You shouldn't have given it away.
Well, no.
No one's listening.
Who knows? No one's listening. Okay. And we're playing like I don't know, they're practicing right now without me because I've made this commitment to Tuesday night shows.
Well, like you're a big celebrity now. They
got well, yeah, I got places
band?
To be, people to do, huh?
The name of your band?
Les Dirty Frenchmen.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I
it was gonna be I don't remember what it was gonna be besides that, but we'd been fighting over the name for a long time, and we just decided to pick the dumbest one we could think of.
Yeah.
Hey, well, I'm going
to
go
take
some
That's
mail.
A good
name. All right.
All right,
that was J-Sauce.
Hey,
J-Sauce.
Check me out at mp3.com, all right? /J-Sauce.
J-Sauce.
Download my stuff.
Can you download the Rocky tune? What's that song called again?
It's called Stuck With It.
Stuck With It?
Yeah. I'm going to put that one on. I just made one of the
Awesome.
So just look for me on mp3.com/jsong. All right.
I'm going to go there tomorrow while I'm at work. Uh-huh. That's what I do all day at work, checking my mp3.
At that corporate software company, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, you know, that's not what I do all day at work. I actually do manage to get some work.
That's what I do at work.
Oh, yeah? At your corporate web development company?
Yes. You can say the name of my company.
Oh, yeah? Well, you know, I don't really care about it.
I thought the whole world would know Chad James just motioned at me and said, beer, beer. How was your tour, brother?
Typical rock star behavior. Demanding things of people.
Oh, yes. Chad James is in here. He went on tour. With Mothmas recently.
Oh, did someone tell you I'm sorry?
Yeah,
hi. Was there trouble on the tour?
No.
Oh.
It was fun.
How many dates?
Five.
How many cities?
Five.
How far away? The farthest city? Away?
Superior.
Superior?
Superior, that's in...
How many states?
Wisconsin. Is it in Wisconsin?
Three.
Three? Is that including our home state here?
North Dakota?
Yeah. Okay.
So what's the deal?
So North Dakota, Iowa, and Wisconsin, right?
What's that?
North Dakota, Iowa, and Wisconsin.
Can we take a quick moment of silence for Chad's cat?
Oh, no. What was
the
cat's name?
Aristotle.
Aristotle? Oh,
and Gary.
Let's give a quick shout-out to Aristotle.
I'm sure Aristotle had a good life. Good cat.
Tonight's show's dedicated to Aristotle.
There we go.
There we go. There we go. Aristotle, this is going for you up in kitty heaven.
Which cat was that? What color?
The black and white one.
The one that loved my coat.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I loved that cat.
It was cool.
It had sex with my coat like 4 times.
It took 5.
Well, maybe they're...
Oh, shit.
You know, they're cloning pets now.
Oh, yeah?
That's awesome.
It's really expensive, though.
I'd be down. That'd be awesome.
I wouldn't want to clone a pet. It wouldn't be the same.
No, you'd have to raise it exactly the same.
Yeah,
like if you used to kick it a lot, you'd have to kick the clone a lot.
There's some happy thoughts for y'all.
It would just be another dog that or cat that looks exactly the same.
Yeah, except acted different.
Parents do that to the kids all the time.
Probably wouldn't hump his jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd just as soon, you know, go out and, you know, find a new pet. You know, that'd be cheaper. And
I'm still down with Jared won't let me give it a fucking monkey. I want a monkey. I want a studio fucking monkey. A little tiny. You know what I'm saying?
I thought Jared was the studio monkey.
Oh, well, yeah. He's more of the audio whore. I want...
Oh.
He's moved up from monkey, and now I want to fill it in with
he
an
got promoted?
Monkey.
Wow.
Sort of.
Was that?
Congratulations, Jared.
So just one last thought on this animal cloning thing. You know, why?
That's oh, right. I'm sorry.
Talking
Jared's
monkey?
The talking monkey. We want to get one that can't speak English.
Well,
I thought he
you know,
the chocolate.
Do you want to get a talking monkey? Or no, a monkey that wears Hawaiian shirts? And you bring it to parties and give it beer.
You only
feed it bananas. Like the monkey's hungry.
That's
give it some bananas.
I want to name it SAO. That's SA. What's up, SA? No, I'm throwing out gang signs.
I've always thought it'd be, you know, it'd be a terrible case of animal cruelty, but for some reason I've always thought it was funny to have a monkey
a
that
drunk
drank
monkey.
Beer that drank beer and ate only bananas. That's all it is.
It would just shit really bad.
Oh, God.
girls usually get pets for girls, but that would be for the frat boys. Hey, look at the fucking monkey.
Yeah,
you
I mean, that would be the
drunk.
Perfect fraternity pet.
Oh, that'd
midget
be awesome.
I want to get that monkey to have
a fight
monkey. With Bubba's
midget monkey,
fucking
like,
dog.
That would be a
Ralph.
Small monkey. That would be like one of those, like that monkey on the Sony commercial.
I'd actually like to get a monkey that can walk a very small dog behind me. Like, he's just my buddy, and he's got a pet, too. That'd be nice. And he drinks, and he forces
you
the pet
have the
to
monkey,
smoke weed.
You could have the monkey
all
on a leash.
Making me thirsty.
All right, that was
get
Chad James
beer.
Of Mothmas fame.
How about a Rastafarian
fame.
Monkey?
You've been hearing, chances are you've been hearing the repeat of their broadcast all, like, week long. But every time I go to the... Coach and Six.
All you hear is
like
Mothmas.
During the week,
everyone
all I hear
Mothmas.
Is the February 15th.
They're kind of lazy guys.
Mothmas show. I mean,
everyone loves them.
I haven't heard like some of our other shows that we've done because I go to Coach and Six and all it's playing is Mothmas.
Oh, they get.
I mean, nothing against that show. Mm-hmm. I mean, but it was the first show, and I'd like to hear how we've progressed.
I've actually got Roger gave me a couple shows on CD that.
Oh, that'd be kind of cool to hear.
I saw that there was an update to the Yacht Bean band stuff. So
yeah,
nice.
Ryan's pretty good at that. He.
That was nice.
Cleaned
was nice.
It up a little. We Andrew Sharon was in town this weekend and gave us a bunch of new names.
Oh, really? He was
that,
here?
Yeah, that were missing off the list. So we filled in some of the missing names.
Awesome. How long until it's going to be an actual tree?
That's the tree,
it,
I think,
it
is
well
a figurative
be.
Term,
no,
isn't
no.
it?
Well, it's not going to be a tree.
Because it'd be nice if you could actually search for, like, a name and, like, create,
right,
like,
you'll
a
be
new
able
list
to,
or something.
For instance, you'd be able to, like, type in Phil Hunt.
And, it would draw a tree.
Then you'd see all the bands.
It might not draw a tree, but it would show his band lineage.
Sure.
And then, like, you know, you'd maybe click on someone else's name in that band, and then you'd see what bands he'd been in.
Perfect.
Okay, that's what we're going to do, huh? This is news to me, too, and I'm one of the, you know, the Trinity, the Holy Trinity of Yahtzee.
Holy Trinity.
Well, you're more of the...
You need one more Phil.
You're more the writing editor.
Yeah. I guess so.
Games and writing editor.
Okay.
Whereas I'm kind of just the idea.
I can only say that I've edited a few things on Yahtzee, you know, like for instance.
Well, editor is a pretty loose term at Yahtzee.
Yeah. But, you know, it looks good on a resume.
Not to bring up another plug for Yahtzee, but seriously, how much does it cost to advertise on that?
Advertise on Yahtzee?
Yeah. Having banners like on your front page, like you've got for
the homepage.
Well,
I mean, because Super Specialist obviously will get a free one as soon as you get done writing the code or whatever you do, right?
Yeah.
I mean, no.
Free one?
I think our technical
price for the homepage is $100 a month.
$100 a month?
But
technically.
How many hits do you get?
But that's
how
not...
How many hits do we get a month?
Yeah.
Well, hits, we get like 150,000 hits. That doesn't mean anything, but we get about almost 6,000 unique user sessions.
You know, that advertising rate, is it safe to say that we're willing to deal with people on that?
Local partners, people we've partnered with, have specials.
They get a
good discount, yeah.
Okay, that's what I kind of thought, you know. Like, I don't want to make business decisions for us or anything.
Probably about the only people we'd exchange banners with would be local.
You think so?
Local scenes, yeah.
Okay.
There could be a banner.
That's
a banner
a
swap,
idea.
I think.
No. We don't want to swap with like
Raptor. Or
no.
Or like bigger.
Have they done anything lately?
Raptor.
I check out their website.
I don't know. They
all
come.
The time. There's
yeah,
never
nothing
anything.
Ever changes on there.
Nothing. And they have the worst site in town. I'm sorry.
It
looks so awful.
It looks like a high school kid did it.
It looks like someone got front page 98, and then the first time sitting down in front of it, pooped that thing out. So awful.
That could very well be what it is.
Did Ryan talk at all last week about the new little feature we're going to have?
No.
What?
We're going to have website redesigns by Yahtzee.
Oh.
And oh, really? I never heard of this.
Yes, we're going to have...
God, how come I'm always out of the loop?
No one's caring.
I think there's been about
there's so many things
we
probably don't know about
that I have not heard about. I feel kind of hurt a little bit.
Well, it's a fascinating thing.
How's that gonna work then? What are you guys gonna do?
We'll just pick a site that we probably like but we don't think is very good, and then we'll just put some screenshots of the site as it is, and then one of the Yahtzee designers will write up a little. The redesign and offer some tips and what you could do to improve your site.
I just found a
chicken
egg.
Have you guys ever the first one?
No.
Have you guys ever checked out? I think it's a garage something or other.com. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
the website garage.
The garage.
It's kind of nice.
Where you garage? GarageBand.com?
No. Website garage. It's,
oh,
you know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
I can't remember the name.
Yep. Guy Kawasaki's venture capitalist.
No. I know
you
what you're talking
about. You plug in your site, and it basically tells you at different baud rates, at different connections,
the
whole deal, and just kind of gives you a technical review of your site. It's really nice.
Oh, okay.
I know
there's a website called, like, GIF Wizard or something, too, that does that for you. That just ticks your images, though.
Mm. Yeah, it seemed pretty nice. I tried it out yesterday, and it gave a full, like, an update of what we need to do. We actually
said that GIF Wizard, I've tried that on ChickenX before. www.chickenx.com. Yahtzee.com/ChickenX. And like they want you to slash those pictures down so far that they'd look like crap. You know, they'd look all foggy and stuff, you know.
By the way, I'll give a quick shout out to Bjorn. He just redesigned his site.
The monthly redesign?
See it? No.
So is it fine? Is a new one up?
Actually, it's the same site, but you fix it up and it loads crazy.
Okay.
Like way faster than where I was.
Well, I noticed last time I was there that it loads a lot faster.
Yeah. You know what?
It worked pretty good.
It had lots of. You were mentioning that it had like an insane amount of code on it.
Yeah,
so
it did. Yeah. Really? Yeah.
He's been thrown down consistently and just kind of updating it.
He actually, I don't know if I'm supposed to say this, but he actually downloaded the entire Yahtzee site so he could, like, snoop around in it. I mean, he told me he did, but he, like, downloaded the whole thing.
He just got a new job,
machine.
Too, didn't he?
No.
I can't remember the name of the place. It's a
downloaded
fat job.
The entire
site. It's where the lens are.
Yeah.
How did you download the entire Yahtzee site? Just go to every page? And
I don't know what he did, but he told me he downloaded
that. That's insane. That's
weird. He's got Dan Haug is going to be sending some rare Godhead silo tracks.
Nice.
To add to the MP3 gallery.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What's up with that whole remaster Legionatic? Are they even doing
that? That hasn't been updated. I think the
they
last time
down,
I saw
man.
It
they
updated,
it
was like a year ago. They took it down?
Yeah, last time I checked
it
out.
There's nothing there at all? Like,
it just says something about it coming soon, or redesign. Or I can't remember, but it's down right now for sure.
Hmm. Well, I'm sure, you know, Dan's too busy designing all the Sub Pop band websites.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that's basically what he does, isn't it?
How was his hand, by the way?
I don't know.
Did they ever get back together?
I doubt it.
When's
sounds
the full reunion?
Sounds like Enemy
Mine.
The full reunion? That'll probably never happen.
Yeah.
Today, though, I've been listening to all these old tapes I've been finding, and I found a tape with me playing.
Is there any good?
God, it's Island.
You should
maybe put that on the MP3 gallery.
Yeah, I'm going to. The song, it was a practice session, like, early on, before we had vocals, so the songs are really long. Because it's kind of learning them. Yeah. Over and over.
We've got
like 30-minute long song.
We've got tapes of the first Trans Am practice, and I cannot believe how horrible they were. Because at the time, we thought we were awesome. We thought, Jesus, this is great.
I actually just saw a video from the Underground. I told you that.
Mm-hmm.
It was really nice. It was weird seeing all the young kids, like Lon and all these guys, look like little freaking kids. It was awesome. So does Brian.
That would have been like 1995.
Brian was really cute.
Like
he was a cute little.
Still is.
Yeah, but he's got that old going on now. I love Brian. Brian is, if you took a 44 or 5 year old and a 10 year old and like threw them together in some sort of weird amalgamation, that's Brian. That's what he looks like. He looks like a really worn 40 year old 10 year old.
Or you could just say he looks like Beth.
Were we talking about the Fargo Rock video like 2 weeks ago?
No.
We were talking about it here once. I don't know if it was on there. But anyways, I talked to Andrew, who produced that marvelous piece of work. And he's going to digitize it all for us. Plus, he said he's got tapes and tapes and tapes of outtakes.
Awesome.
Of all the bands that he's also going to give to us.
Cool.
I remember when he used to get all the shows with the four tracks.
Yep. Oh, he also said he has a bunch of that. And he's
shit.
Got a bunch of stuff that he would just like he'd go to the band's practice and like record them.
Yeah.
Have him come over.
He used to go
around. He recorded us.
Yeah, he's got a lot of stuff he's going to give to us for the MP3 game.
He recorded our track for the 50 States compilation.
Oh, really?
On Coolidge. He also did our song on Dragon Tracks, too.
All right.
So that's why he has so much money with him.
Yeah, that's why. How much is he pulling down a year, then?
Oh, $800
million.
Woo!
We're hot tanks.
Man.
So, did Roger just come in and tell us we have to shut up pretty soon?
We'll go in about 5 minutes.
Screw Roger.
Screw the band.
I just saw Roger walk in, and I...
Roger,
I don't know
if he came in, it was definitely 5 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll do 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
We'll get 800 million up there.
800 million?
800 million.
Does that... I wonder what 800 million signifies, like... Is it 800 million beats per second?
No, I think it's the number of videos that have been returned to the Micah show.
Oh, the number of
the
girls.
Well, there goes that interview question.
we got a little bit out of the way. Now we don't
so
have
that
to work
accounts for
hard.
One member of the band. What about the rest of them?
Well, I'm sure Micah threw down with a lot of the ladies back in the Toy Matrix days when they're on tour.
I think it's probably a little hotter.
A tour?
With Argent. Yeah, yeah.
I think the opposite sex was coming a little stronger during the Los Micros phase, I'm guessing. That was when they're pretty young and hot and
was Delaney in
it? Yeah, Delaney was in it. That's gotta net them like at least 10.6 per show, and then the scene was a little more vibrant at that time too, you know. So I'm guessing that was probably the glory days.
So to change the subject, when you were down in Colorado, you just hippied out, or what else did you do?
Went and saw a couple IMAX films. Saw Fantasia 2000.
How was that?
It was pretty good. It was okay.
Go snowboarding, smoke some weed.
No, yeah. No, didn't do that. Drove through a blizzard in the Rockies.
Nice.
Yeah. That was fun.
In your Beetle?
No, in a van.
Oh, okay.
Van?
No,
you were
a long story. No, a new van.
Not a hippie van. A brand new van?
No, probably
fresh off the lot.
Within 5 years.
Okay.
As new as our cars.
What'd you think of that Shana Na show? So, I know you didn't like The Lucky Jam. I know you're not a fan.
Oh, I like. Actually, I went to see Shana Na in the cities the next night.
The Harmar stuff or the?
He covered R. Kelly. Was that
no,
Harmar?
That's actually his brother. That
he covered. Here. No, it's not. He covered an R. Kelly song.
Yeah, he covered it here too.
I didn't see that.
Oh,
I was kind of like
great around.
I was starting to get kind of. I kind of like. It was a weird night at Ralph because I went there by myself. I didn't really have anybody that I was hanging out with that night, and so pretty much I was like,
"You've hit rock bottom."
I was drinking alone, and I had two beers to start out with. Then I ordered a gimlet. Which at Ralph's is just a glass of gin with two slices of lime.
and how does it compare to the gimlet you had last night?
The gimlet, it's about it. You know, I like a little lime juice in it, and that had lime juice in it.
Price for an extra $2.
Yeah. But anyway, then after I finished the gimlet, I was thinking, I better start to slow down here. So I ordered a gin and juice. And then after that, I talked to the Reisenhowers, and they, fed me a couple of beers. And so by that time, I was pretty drunk.
Uh-huh. Neil, your hair looks like crap. Come in here.
And, you know, so I was kind of pathetic, and I don't honestly remember. I checked out Shana Na, but I was kind of going back and forth. So I remember more about seeing him in the cities. And I remember that he covered R. Kelly, and he also played Knocking on Heaven's Door.
That was so good at Ralph.
That was kind of funny.
I've got that on tape.
I was more impressed
by that point.
With his shirt off.
By the point of that.
I keep seeing that. I go to the Shana Na website, and I see that
the picture
on the
pole.
Oh, yeah.
That is like...
That's awesome.
That's so gross.
That's so awesome. We actually...
You've got some
you
mad nipples.
Did you... Yeah, he does. Yes, he does. Did you notice that the entire band and their sound guy, Mr. Jim Zespe, were shirtless at Ralph's? I was shirtless at Ralph's.
No, I didn't see that.
I was
at
shirtless
that time
at Ralph's for like 20 minutes. I don't know what the fuck. I'm never going to get any ladies.
You got some big nipples, too?
I got nipple hair.
I got a little bit of nipple hair myself.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Just a little. You know,
oh, yeah, I know about
enough, that. Enough to braid?
No.
Ass hair, though.
I don't think nipple hair is quite that...
My ass cheeks look like millions and millions. I'm telling you that.
I bet some hippies have braided nipple hair.
Braided nipple hair? I guess maybe, you know.
Mixed in with piercings.
Speaking of nipple hair,
do hippies
have you ever had an ingrown nipple hair?
I don't think so.
I think girl hippies maybe pierce...
Natural.
I think girl hippies probably pierce their eyebrow.
Yeah,
that's the extent of hippie piercing.
But it'd be with a big hemp ring.
Oh, definitely out of hemp. Industrial grade hemp.
Grown in Canada?
800 million gauge hemp.
800 million gauge hemp.
So, you know, how many minutes do we have before
we
the
have
band starts?
800 million nanoseconds until the band starts.
Just about 2-3 minutes, we'll go for it.
Okay. 2-3.
2-3. Have you... giving away the fireballs tickets yet?
Yeah, have we?
No, we haven't.
Has anybody responded?
We have had...
Does anyone care at
two
all?
People have entered.
Wow,
this is
ridiculous.
Dumb? That's stupid.
Okay, if everybody who's listening tonight doesn't go to www.yachtscene.com and enter our Fireballs of Freedom Murder City Devils contest, you're cheating yourselves. I mean, if you're from Fargo, I guess if you're from, like, you know...
Austin,
Texas. You're probably not going to come to Kirby's in Moorhead to come see the Murder City Dope.
We're giving away two tickets. By the way, speaking of giveaways, did you guys make any shirts or stickers or anything to give away to these kids this month?
We've got stuff.
We've got shirts and buttons on the way. Or,
we'll figure out
stickers and buttons on the way.
Why don't we figure out
have you heard anything about the stickers?
We have some shirts that we made. Yeah, the stickers. Oh, no, I haven't heard anything about the stickers. The buttons have been confirmed. I got a delivery date.
What size are they, like the 1 inch?
The 1 inch.
Yeah. Did you go to Busy Beaver? Or?
Badge Brigade.
Oh.
They do some nice work.
So maybe after they play, we can figure out some sort of a trivia question.
Oh, yeah.
We'll give away some records and stuff.
And we do have some shirts made, but they're kind of earmarked for staff right now, but we will be making more.
Yeah, we'll get some really snazzy shirts.
Nice.
One of these days.
We're going to get about 800 million shirts made.
God.
Well, I'm going to go give those guys a go-ahead, and we'll go in about a minute or two here, right?
So, in about a minute or 800 million? What do you got to say, Phil?
Scabbity dabbity doobity doo.
Okay.
I don't know.
So, did you...
I like this new chair they got. Isn't this a nice chair?
Yeah.
What happened at the
Northern last night, then, after I left?
Oh, me and JJ and Scott, both of whom I work with, we got into a really lengthy discussion about web design.
Oh, fun.
Pretty hardcore discussion on web design.
Were any of the women there particularly...
Interested in web design? It was kind of like...
Did Mari come back and finish her drink?
No. No, I don't remember ever seeing another person.
Okay.
Besides the web design geeks.
Yeah, in case any of you are wondering, not that we need to do the Northern's work for them, but, you know, the yacht scene.
Oh, right, yeah.
One of the yacht scene cover models, Mari.
The one in, she's the cover
Earwax
girl
and
Talk Talk.
Fargo Guide.
Fargo Guide too, yeah.
Is she in Talk Talk? Yeah,
she's in Talk Talk.
Okay, Talk Talk, Earwax, and Fargo Guide. The cover
often
model.
Often asked about model, she's actually in town at the Northern this week.
You can see
you
if,
go see
if
her
you're
for
upset
real.
That you can't see her naked on yacht scene, you can
you
go
can
see
go
her
see
naked
her
at the Northern.
Half naked in there.
Half naked. So we recommend that you do that.
Katie's giving me bad looks.
Well.
Phil too brought it up.
Mm-hmm. I just think that's kind of cool, you know. People are always.
Yeah, I hadn't even thought of that.
Thinking about the pictures, why not tell them where they can, you know, go
see the person for
go
real.
Go see the person for real.
Yeah.
Oh,
actually, we've got one of the models in the studio tonight.
Who do we have in the studio?
Chad James is the cover model Fargo Family Tree part, isn't
that's
he?
That's true. Yeah.
He's actually here.
He's the only male cover.
He's the
model,
only male cover model on Yahtzee. Cost me about $800 million to get him to pose for that picture.
Okay.
Roger's so, telling us we were 5 minutes over our limit. He doesn't care.
Anywho. Oh, we gotta talk for a little longer. How long have we been talking for a long
quite
time?
Quite a while. Is the band ready? They're ignoring us.
I think the band's not finished looking cool yet.
Oh, they're evening. Still looking cool?
Yeah, they're still standing around looking cool. Trying to impress all the ladies.
We need another 5 minutes, bro.
I gotta go to the bathroom.
Jim has malfunctioned at the control panel. Jim has taken responsibility. The band has to look cool for 5 more minutes now. It's getting tough for him.
5 more minutes. Okay, well, what's the next subject then?
In the cities is listening, we got Control D, Mothmas, Nick Garcia, and 800 Million. We're all playing this Friday at the Terminal. It's the release party for Control D and Mothmas in the city. So,
how much does that cost to get in?
I think it's $2 or $3. It's not much. CDs are only $5.
Okay.
Is that listed on the event bot on Yahtzee?
It should be. Yeah.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, I put
that's
in
one
on
of 800 million events on there.
Yeah.
On the Yahtzee.
There are
event 800 bot.
Million events you can find out about at yahtzee.com/eventbot or something.
Huh?
Oh, next Thursday is a very extra special Thursday night football version.
Are we hosting that too then?
Of World Squad. Yes, we're doing an extended broadcast, Phil, next Thursday night.
Wow.
From Luigi's.
From Luigi's.
I say, Raj. Raj, as part of the show,
yeah.
Do you think you could score us a couple loaves of their bread?
I want to work on it.
Are you?
I would
They've
love
got some good bread.
I've never eaten at Luigi's.
Haven't you? Oh, their bread's to die
I've
for.
Actually never been there during business hours. I've been there, like, for a party one time.
Okay, well, we definitely got... We need four loaves of bread.
All right.
They charge a buck a loaf, but I bet you can wing a deal, Raj.
If I can't score it from them, I'll bake you four loaves of my own.
Hey!
That would be Roger bread, not Luigi bread.
But I bet you Roger can make a mean
Think so?
Loaf of bread.
He probably put something weird in it.
Phil Thu's on to something here.
Is it like brownie bread?
Yeah, it's that kind. You gotta serve it while it's still warm.
And don't let the parents have a piece. Grandma's gonna eat some of Roger's bread.
Oh boy, drug humor.
What are you talking about?
Nothing. I'm talking about that, you know, how we're ripping on Grand Forks for being a drug town.
Grand Forks is all about coke. Seriously.
Grand Forks Auto.
It's so bad.
I don't know, you know.
It is.
I'm not going to say one way or the other. I just know that they've got some good thrift store buys every once in a while.
All about coke, and everyone there has to have a baby.
Farmer P sent me a CD.
Did he? Did you like it?
I haven't opened it up yet. We got a shitload of CDs in the past 2 days.
Good.
Look, tons.
Good.
Yeah.
Can I keep some of the CDs you gave me?
Yeah, which one do you want to keep?
I want to keep the...
Well, I need them, but I haven't reviewed any of those yet, have I?
There's one that I want to keep. It's called Custom Made Scare or something like that.
I've listened to that one. I'll need it back so I can review it. But
okay.
I've actually listened to all those each probably at least twice. I'm not like you. I listen to things like three or four times before I write the review.
Still just bad knee-jerk response.
I like doing knee-jerk responses. I mean, I usually listen to it a couple of times before I do it, but I never do a review on the first listen unless it really blows me away.
Right. Sometimes after the first song, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
How many reviews are you guys up to now?
680 or something. Yeah.
There'll be 700.
At one point, I thought we were over 700, but then I found out that everything that's ever entered. Sometimes we enter like a test to see if it's working. That logs itself as one. So then after our intrepid programmer reprogrammed that thing, it doesn't show the ones that aren't really there, though each number is actually assigned, so there's been, like, a lot of tests.
Are they ready to play now, or what?
It'll be about 2 minutes before we do.
2 minutes.
2 minutes till I can go to the bathroom.
You can go to the bathroom.
The bathroom. Yeah.
So what other shows are coming up right now? We obviously got the one in the city.
The 28th.
Well, we've got G Love tomorrow night. That
G Love and Special Schwartz.
That's right. They're great live. Seriously. All
right.
I don't think I'm gonna be able to make it.
He's a tall motherfucker too.
Is he?
He's huge.
So he's Undanzig like.
No, not at all.
He's not a little troll.
He's kind of a tall.
I'm gonna go see Danzig. I want to go see that.
I'm
in the city. Is that
there? Should be a Danzig interview in Yadzin. Short soon.
I don't really like Danzig, but I would like to. I'd like to see him sing Mother. So, anyway.
Have we got the green light?
We've been going on for 800 million minutes too long.
One member in the fifth room, then we're going to
have
God. Well, do we have another 800 million joke we can make?
I don't know. I'm sure we do. Beetle Bailey.
Do we want to read a Beetle Bailey comic strip on the air? So Sarge says, the General Half-Track is talking to Miss whatever.
Okay, so they're on leave, and what happens is, this is gold right there. It's Beetle Bailey. I don't want to, and it's actually, I don't want to hear about it, Beetle Bailey.
In the first frame, Killer is with two girls on a date, and... In the second
Killer
frame.
The black dude?
And he's driving a U.S.
No, Killer's the guy with the mustache.
He's the ladies' man.
Yeah. That's why I was saying
he was originally in 800 million, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think so. Killer was in 800 million. They're performing without him tonight, and they're going to perform right now. All right.